Has time to wrestle with the frightening questions. And of course, race, the vicious legacy of white supremacy, has been for so long a dogma in American history. We hit it hard in 1861, we hit it again in the 1960s, but for the most part, it's still one of those tacit assumptions and presuppositions we'd rather sidestep and hold at arm's length.
Hey, you're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia. My name is Dork. I am the host of Teachable Moments. I didn't do a show last week because it felt ridiculous. For those of you, I don't know how you avoided it, but for those of you who don't know, on May 25th, 2020, George Floyd was murdered by police officers in Minneapolis, Minnesota, in the United States. And since then, there have been protests throughout America, many protests in Canada and around the world, largely with the call to defund the police as an institution, as a racist, systematically violent institution. As well as just accountability and addressing the police brutality that is embedded in all police systems and departments, and especially around the consistent and continual murder of Black people constantly. My name's Dork. I am white. And it's such a difficult time. It's a really heavy time. If you, dear listener, are white or non-Black POC, I really, really encourage you to do some research into the disproportionate oppression and consequence in a lot of the literatures are in American society, but just like of being someone with darker skin tone. And just like it's something that I don't think I'll ever understand. Just the like constant like violence. But it's something that like I, like, have to keep learning about. So that's kind of my opening piece on this today. I told someone the name of this show the other day. I said, like, Teachable Moments. And they were like, that sounds really preachy. And I was like, okay. But I don't really think I'm a very educational show at all. But I guess all I can do, like, this is your teachable moment of the day. Just learn, just try to educate yourself. Not just, really, really put some effort into educating yourself and, like, interrogate the implicit and, like, complicit racism within you. Because, like, it's there. So, like, look at it, like, and I guess bully it. I don't know. Got a show for you today. This week's definition of the word cool: keeping cool sometimes isn't cool. I did an episode last year. Maybe it was about a year ago. Yeah, almost. It was July 2nd last year. It was cool noun, calmness, composure. Yeah, keeping your cool is cool, but what about when you're really angry? This is the time. I mean, it's always the time to be centering and uplifting and Black lives and centering Black narratives and, like, the narratives and stories of oppressed people around the world. Pretty much anyone who's not a cis white male. But, like, if you're not angry already, get angry. I don't know what the heck you're waiting for. And if you haven't been angry in the past when all these people have been murdered, Trayvon Martin, Michael Brown, Eric Garner, it's been happening. And those are just Rodney King. You know what I mean? Like, those are just, like, those are just the ones that we know. Like, get angry now. I don't know what else to tell you, because it's like, what are you waiting for? So you just heard FTP Fantasy by Vanetta X Rye Dillon off of the Tiny Planet Volume 2 compilation, which came out a few days ago. All the money through the sales of this compilation is going to Black-led organizations in support of the Black Lives Matter movement. So I highly recommend buying that, spend the money buying that. So I got some songs for you, mostly about being angry, honestly. So now we're going to listen to Quiet by Love Goon off of Lonely God. Again, this episode, I feel like I already said everything I wanted to say, but get angry. Don't be calm. Be calm, but don't be complacent. This is Quiet by Love Goon. You're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
In order to say what I want to say, I can't do what I want to do. To do what I want to do, I can't say what I want to say. Therefore, observe our actions and you'll know what I want to say.
How can I feel something? Said that this would get easier in time. I don't know, I don't care, I'm losing my mind. Who said that this would get easier?
Do you like that? How about that? Mondays, 5 p.m. Deliberate Noise. Nina Panini, special guest Claire. Local, new, hot, upcoming shows, toilets, friendship. Mondays at 5. CITR. Be there. Be there.
1, 2.
Be there.
Red Cat Records is an amazing artist-owned and operated record store. Shop from their diverse online music collection and get free shipping within Vancouver and the Lower Mainland with the purchase of 2 or more LPs. If you would like to further support them through the evolving COVID-19 crisis, you can do so by buying a gift card to use at a later date. Visit www.redcat.ca for more information.
Fuckers ain't about it, they just tryna witness. Muffin niggas talk about it, pro black and business. You cop you an office, they test for the pitch. You don't get no likes, you might decide to switch up image. Be on tennis, sing a Taurus, ride it to some mistress. She don't let you hit, she go for queen of how the business. This ain't about no scene, this is life or death or end. This about your next kin, it's about the ribs. Said if I don't make it rich, then I'll make it my business. Been ain't broke enough, then I'll make it my business. This ain't about the pen, motherfucker, this fear this. This a dead living motherfucker, this kid's kiss. Niggas tryna buy the black power, buy the business. That's a baby, baby, gun power with the fear this. You ain't tryna modify it, you just tryna whip it. You ain't tryna modify it, you just tryna whip it.
Back on the P-House, niggas OD. For the fucking fuck, daddy dick, OD. Kids can't read, but the whip's so clean. The whip got the whiz, but the lab got lean. They made you the plug in the club, got pain. Tryna get that money up, I'm tryna get free.
You don't pay the cash back to the working rate. Place damn mask up, time for the percolator. I don't need a review, I already know they hate it. They don't need to see you, they just need to see you famous. Skin you down a heap, break. I don't need a lie, you might catch a read. You may not come back alive. Jay-Z on the C2, Sankey on the GTI. My buddy, Keto, for you spreading like 2 to 5. Country cop in a dot, read them and wait. You think you iconic, you just came for the week.
Said if I don't make it rich, then I'm making my business. Been ain't talking us, still I'm making my business. This ain't about the pen, motherfucker, this fizzes. This a dead living motherfucker, this kiss. Yeah, niggas trying to buy the black power, buy the business. That's a baby, baby, then gun power with the fizzes. You ain't trying to modify it, you just trying to whip it. You ain't trying to modify it, you just trying to whip it.
You are listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard Black Bottle Power by The Business by Kel Chris and Chris Keys off of Innocent Country 2. Just before that was Hyperborea by Free Alento off of Destroy All Bad Luck. Just before that was No Playtime by Necking off of Cut Your Teeth, and then opened that set with Quiet by Love Goon off of Lonely God. Just a reminder, if you've missed it in the message of this episode, get angry, stay angry. This is Poofy Puff by Miss Sweetie off of Tiny Planet Volume 2. Again, all of the sales of this album are being donated to Black-led organizations that support Black Lives Matter. So buy this compilation. You're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
I grew up and became a political activist, participating in student struggles, the anti-war movement, and most of all, in the movement for the liberation of African Americans in the United States.
Something inside of me huddles my bed when I try to leave. Strangles my neck when I try to breathe. Lust of my death as I hide and weep. My uncle was tempted with irony. My uncle for dead when they try to sleep. Fights were shed but just silently. I did myself so violently. I'm feeling like any minute I will let them in. I know the demons be eating me out. Every second here it's this electric chair. Through the windows they're seeing me shout. Don't know what people are thinking now. If I leave, would I read about it? I'm addicted to how I feel. I'm addicted to how I deal. Cause I fuck with black magic, yeah. I fuck with black magic, yeah. I love the bad magic, yeah. I love the bad magic, yeah. Fuck all the mathematics, yeah. Fuck all the mathematics, yeah. I fuck with bad habits, yeah. I fuck with bad habits, yeah. I fuck with black magic, yeah. I fuck with black magic, yeah. I love the bad magic, yeah. I love the bad magic, yeah. Fuck all the mathematics, yeah. Fuck all the mathematics, yeah. I fuck with bad habits, yeah. I fuck with bad habits.
These habits I have will never cease to exist. I believe in this shit. I grieve and then I leave in my grip. The hedonism got no air. I gotta breathe in the mist. The smoke in the air is prepared to host the evilness. How deep does it get? These potions, I am mixing them well. It's kidding and kill. The end when they lift up the veil or lift up the curtain. If anything is so certain, the signals is working. This hexes is so evil and perfect.
I ain't showered in long. I'm always depressed, dejected every hour at home. The power of the clothes, the couch is getting higher and cold. I feel so alone, but I don't wanna pick up the phone. Cause I fuck with black magic, yeah. 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 I love the bad magic, yeah. I love the bad magic, yeah. Fuck all the mathematics, yeah. Fuck all the mathematics, yeah. I fuck with bad habits, yeah. I fuck with bad habits, yeah. I fuck with black magic, yeah. I fuck with black magic, yeah. I love the bad magic, yeah. I love the bad magic, yeah. Fuck all the mathematics, yeah. Fuck all the mathematics, yeah. I fuck with bad habits, yeah. I fuck with bad habits, yeah.
I'm trying to say. Thank you. The white liberal who supported civil rights for so long with time and effort and money. What is your feeling about him?
Well, I think that there's no reason why they should stop supporting the movement now. I certainly feel that if they're genuinely interested in black people, and since black people have charted a course, they believe in that program, they will continue to give to it. They need more white people to civilize whites. They need them to civilize the savages in Cicero.
You are listening to Teachable Moments on CATR 101.9 FM Vancouver. You just heard Your Eyes by Exoftis off of Hollow Ritual. Just before that was State of Emergency, a new single by DJ Noir, Sonic D, and Jay Drago. And then opened that set with Poofy Puff by Miss Sweetie off of the Planet Tiny Planet Volume 2 compilation. This next song is This Is Not by Oblomov off of Steady Drip of a Broken Spout on Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Why did you choose rap music as a form of entertaining expression?
I think the important thing for people to understand is that in America, we have an educational system that does not speak to the needs of African children. And so what hip-hop music has done is served as an alternative communication mechanism and given African children in this country some of the only understanding of African history that they'll ever receive.
to prevent the spread of coronavirus 2019, or COVID-19, social distancing and self-isolation measures have been recommended. What is social distancing? Social distancing includes, but is not limited to, discussing the possibility of working from home, avoiding visits to long-term care homes, retirement homes, supportive housing, hospices, and other congregate care settings unless the visit is absolutely essential, avoiding non-essential trips in the community, keeping the windows down if you have to go into the community for an essential trip via taxi or rideshare, limiting or canceling group gatherings, spending time outside and in settings where people can maintain 1 to 2 meters or 3 to 6 feet of distance from each other. These guidelines are not meant to say you must stay in your home. You can still go outside and take a walk, go to the park, or walk your dog. If you need groceries, go to the store. It is simply recommended that while outside, you make sure to avoid crowds and maintain a distance from those around you.
There is currently no vaccine to prevent coronavirus disease 2019 or COVID-19. You can protect yourself and help prevent spreading the virus to others if you
wash your hands regularly for 20 seconds with soap and water or alcohol-based hand rub.
Cover your nose and mouth with a disposable tissue or flexed elbow when you cough or sneeze.
Avoid close contact, 1 meter or 3 feet, with people who are unwell.
Stay home and self-isolate from others in the household if you feel unwell.
Don't touch your eyes, nose, or mouth if your hands are not clean.
Monitor yourself for common symptoms of COVID-19, like a fever, cough, or shortness of breath.
Call a health professional if you're experiencing these symptoms.
Officers who, in the name of social distancing, were damn near killing black young people on our streets. This is a coordinated activity happening across this nation, and so we are in a state of emergency. Black people are dying in a state of emergency. We cannot look at this as an isolated incident. The reason why buildings are burning are not just for our brother George Floyd. They're burning down because people here in Minnesota are saying to people in New York, to people in California, to people in Memphis, to people all across this nation, enough is enough. And we are not responsible for the mental illness that has been inflicted upon our people by the American government, institutions, and those people who are in positions of power. I don't give a damn if they burn down Target. Because Target should be on the streets with us, calling for the justice that our people deserve.
Talk about it, Tamika.
Where was AutoZone at the time when Philando Castile was shot in a car, which is what they actually represent? Where were they? So if you are not coming to the people's defense, then don't challenge us when young people and other people who are frustrated and instigated by the people you pay, you are paying instigators to be among our people out there throwing rocks, breaking windows, and burning down buildings. And so young people are responding to that. They are enraged, and there's an easy way to stop it. Arrest the cops. Charge the cops. Charge all the cops. Not just some of them. Not just here in Minneapolis. Charge them in every city across America where our people are being murdered. Charge them everywhere. That's the bottom line. Charge the cops. Do your job. Do what you say. This country is supposed to be about the land of the free for all. It has not been free for black people, and we are tired. Don't talk to us about looting. Y'all are the looters. America has looted black people. America looted the Native Americans when they first came here. So looting is what you do. We learned it from you. We learned violence from you. We learned violence from you. The violence was what we learned from you. So if you want us to do better, then damn it, you do better.
We'll be right back. the women I ran with, we knew we were outsiders. We knew we were outside the pale. We lived in the village. We were outsiders. We were dykes, right? A lot of us were artists. We hated typing, right? We didn't want straight jobs. Whatever we did, we were at the fringe. Now, this, of course, was the 50s. It was like the gay girls' version of the beatniks.
I began to use the phrase in my work, white supremacist capitalist patriarchy, because I wanted to have some language that would actually remind us continually of the interlocking systems of domination that define our reality, and not to just have one thing be like, you know, gender is the important issue, race is the important issue. But for me, the use of that particular jargonistic phrase was a sort of shortcut way of saying all of these things actually are functioning simultaneously at all times in our lives.
You are listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. You just heard WWE by Dimwit off of their album Dim Shit. Just before that was Black Magic featuring Ada Rock by Backwash off of God Has Nothing to Do with This, Leave Him Out of It. And then opened that set with This Is Not by Oblomov off of Steady Drip of a Broken Spout. We've reached the end of our show. Thanks for tuning in. Today's definition of the word cool: keeping cool sometimes isn't cool. You need to get angry. You need to educate yourself. There are many ways that you can support this movement, whether by donating, attending protests, educating yourself, talking to friends and family, creating art, whatever. Not whatever, but there are a lot of ways. Make sure you're doing it respectfully. And if you fuck up and if you mess up, like, try again. You're gonna mess up. That doesn't mean that you shouldn't keep trying and like sit with that and do better. So this has been Teachable Moments on CHR 101.9 FM. You are you. I am Dork. This is Running Away by Blood Orange off of the Queen and Slim soundtrack. Stay safe. Power to the protesters. Black Lives Matter. I hope you're doing okay.
And the FBI, the police, and they really meant to send me to the death chamber in order to make a point. It really didn't matter who I was, or it was that I was a very convenient figure to make a point that they would suppress any efforts at revolution and liberation.